Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to our journey together on this broadcast today, and we invite your call. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. If you happen to be tuned in by way of internet, and you're out of the area code, the area code is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. We invite your telephone call. Your call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about a question today that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot ought to be concerned with, and asking the question. I go back to Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 10, where Ezekiel asked the question, how should we then live? And so I'm adding to that, how should we then live? By faith or fear? Which of those would you choose today, and how are you living? Is it by faith or fear? We're going to be talking about that today, because we look around at the world that we're in, the nation that we're living in today, and the globe in general. We're looking at what I call a woke culture. A culture that today has the supposed answers to everything, and for everything that they answer is antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We need to face the issues based on the authority of the Scripture. We need to look at it through the prism of what I call a central biblicist worldview, and that is all that we see happening. What does the Scripture say about it? How should we then live? What ought to be our direction, and how should we make the choices and decisions of what we need to do? It's facing the issues from the truth of the Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And further, the declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to depend upon. And as we see these world events taking place, as we watch the Russian invasion in Ukraine, we need to look at that and understand what God's word says about where Russia plays in the last days of this old world. What's the part that Russia plays in the eschatological prophetic view in the Scripture? Look at it through the prism of the Word of God. When we look at the fact that I'm looking at a headline, an article here, even now, it says, emergency alert on the heels of rail carriers canceling grain shipments. The CF Industries warns that fertilizer rail shipments are now being halted during the spring planting season. And it goes on with a massive article talking about a global famine that's on the horizon. How should we then live? How do we respond to that? Well, we see what's taking place in the state of Florida with the shutting down of the Disney perversion from the standpoint of taking away their liberties that they've had since the early 70s. How should we respond to it? How should we then live? Those things we're going to be discussing today. The mic is open for your telephone call. You might have a little variant of the understanding and idea of what's happening and how you think it needs to be responded to. We're going to be looking at it based on the Word of God. I have with me today Pastor Glenn Davis, hailing from up in the fine city of Folkestone, Georgia. So we're going to be talking about these things together today. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we do not base our decisions, our opinions, our thoughts on philosophical rhetoric or some denominational dogma. We do not base it on some political ideological bent. We base our conversation and discussion of issues each and every day on this broadcast based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. But truth is not liked anymore. Truth is distant, distances today. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be exactly correct today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement, and the headline of his statement says, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. In part, Jim DeMint made this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I could not have said it any better. It is a profound statement, but a very factually based and true statement, because we have found so little of Bible preaching, expository Bible preaching from the pulpits today. Most Christians are illiterate. They're anemic. They are infantile when it comes to the understanding of the Word of God. So what we're wanting to accomplish today is, in part, wanting us to understand, with all of these things taking place, we're going to look at them piece by piece. How should we then live? Do we live in faith or fear? What do we turn to in the Scripture? Where do we turn in the Scripture to get directions and insight and a roadmap for our life and living? The Bible is the roadmap. Our life and living ought to be based on the truth of the Word of God. It is the Christian theologian and church reformer of the 15th century that made this statement. His name was Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And so I challenge us each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, to stand for the truth of the Word of God and defend the truth. We live in a society today when multitudes are in darkness, not understanding what needs to be done. And the answer book is in most homes today. It's covered with dust. It's on a shelf or on a coffee table. It's being used as a piece of display material and very rarely, if ever, opened to read. And the Word of God has the answer to life and everything that we face each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in Jacksonville. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing. The base of that flag and flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment that you have the privilege of worshiping with your family on Sunday because, ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing its employees and the family and staff there to worship with their families in the house of God as God ordained it. Drop by Tools for Time, make your application for employment, wait for an interview and see what God does is placing you in the family of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com, foodfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Pastor Davis is here with me today. I'm always delighted to have him and his insight in the Word of God and his statements and challenge for us. Pastor Davis, thank you for joining us today.
Amen. Excuse me. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for the opportunity and for the invite to be here again on today. Again, I want to say good morning to my bride of 36 years. Amen. And my family, everyone that's listening on today, near and far, all of my friends as well. I do want you to be encouraged by the information that's going to be provided on today, because Dr. Youngblood, as we live life each and every day, we have to make decisions.
Yes.
There are choices to be made.
Yes.
And some decisions can end up being detrimental.
Absolutely.
If we don't have the proper information provided by the Word of God in order to help us to make the right decision, because as you and I were talking before the broadcast, we see so much negative information that's being put out there on the internet and in the news media, so much to where it's shaking the very foundation of America, so much so that even sometimes the believers are caught off guard, and therefore they're living life in fear.
In fear rather than faith.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But just to be of an encouragement to you this morning, coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 20, in the last part of that verse, it says, believe in the Lord your God. Mm-hmm. We're talking to the believers on this morning.
Amen.
If you don't believe, then he is not your God. But if we are believers on today, the scripture tells us to believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when we see the encouragement coming from the Word of God on today, we come to know that God's Word has got everything that we need.
Amen.
Peter tells us, amen, that the Word, amen, have everything that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. Amen. So we have some place that we can resort in times of fear, and even when we are living life, when things seem to be going well, we still need to not depart from the Word of God, because God told Joshua, this word shall not depart from your mouth.
That's right.
You shall meditate on it day and night. So let us not depart from the Word of God on today. Let us keep our hope, amen, firmly planted in his Word.
It's staying in the Word. Pastor, as you were saying that, I thought on the subject of construction of a home or a building. You have a set of blueprints, and you follow those blueprints, and everything comes out all right, generally speaking.
Amen.
Our Bible, the Word of God, is the blueprint. It is the blueprint for life and living. It's just like my wife likes to make a pound cake that she has a wonderful recipe for. And she can go in the kitchen, get all the ingredients out, put the ingredients in, stir those ingredients in, put it in the oven, bake it for the right amount of time.
Amen.
And the cake comes out just right. But if you leave any of those ingredients out, any one of those ingredients out, it is not the same cake.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The ingredients that we need to have in our life today is the ingredients, as I would call it, based on that statement about the cake, the ingredients called the Word of God, God's Word. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a constant state, as Pastor Davis mentioned a moment ago, of fear. And now listen very carefully. I'm a consumer of global news. I enjoy the research of determining what's happening on a global, national, international, and local basis, so that I can see how it fixes into the realm and what it does in relationship to confirming God's Word in what God is doing in this world.
Amen. But
ladies and gentlemen, if we allow that to get us disconcerted and our foundations out of the Word of God, it can bring about fear and consternation. We live today, ladies and gentlemen, amidst the constant flow of news coming out of the woke culture today. And they want us to believe that they have all of the answers. The woke culture wants us to believe that only listening to, following, and adhering to their belief system is the only way to have real life and living.
Amen.
But ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, we as believers must still hold on to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the only way that we can have peace, and that peace comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to talk about a couple of things, Pastor. I'm looking at an article here that says, DeSantis, speaking about Governor DeSantis, and Florida Republicans moved to strip Disney World of its self-governing powers. It's dated the 19th of the month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday announced the state legislature will consider repealing special privileges that gives Disney quasi-governmental powers over the area that Walt Disney World Resort is located. The governor said at a press conference that the lawmakers meet in a special session this week to redraw the state's constitutional maps, and this agenda will be expanded to consider repealing the special districts enacted before 1968, including the Reedy Creek Improvement District where Walt Disney World is located. Further, the article says, speaking here, our goal is as a company, this is coming from Disney, as a company for us to fight this law to repeal the legislation or strike it down in the courts, that we may remain committed to supporting the national and state organizations working to achieve that. That's a statement out of Disney. Pastor, Disney World, Disneyland here in Florida, made the decision that as a woke organization, that they're going to fight the governor, they're going to fight the legislation, and the legislation that they're fighting is House Bill 1557 that the governor signed the legislation that became law. And the law simply says, and many people are misunderstanding it, because the woke media, the Communist Network News, says that that bill is the don't say gay bill. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not one word, not one sentence in that bill that says don't say gay. It just, the bill, the legislation, now law, simply says that a school teacher and a school system cannot brainwash and indoctrinate our children, our sons and daughters and grandkids in the classrooms, kindergarten through the third grade, to expose them to pornographic material that talks about the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle and its agenda. That bill initially was going to be eighth grade, then dropped to the sixth grade, and finally was approved by the legislators, the kindergarten through the third grade. And my opinion is it should have been kindergarten through university, if you want to put it in the reality of where it should have been.
Amen.
Because the governmental school system has no authority to brainwash and indoctrinate our sons and our daughters with absolute immoral, ungodly, unholy material, rather than teaching them, as we used to call it, the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Amen, amen, amen.
The educational system's responsibility is training our kids academically. But this was an article on the 19th. But ladies and gentlemen, the good news is that the legislation was passed, and the legislation has been signed that literally strikes down Disney's self-governance status. I'm looking at an article that says, Florida Senate passes bill that would end Disney's self-government status. Dated April the 20th, the Florida Senate on Wednesday passed a bill that would eliminate Walt Disney World's self-governing status in response to the company's opposition of the new state law limiting discussion of LGBTQ issues in the school. In a surprise move, DeSantis asked lawmakers to consider the legislation during a special session he called this week. Further, the article says the governor, a Republican who is a potential candidate for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, wants to strike back at Disney for its opposition to the law that bans classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity for students younger than about 9. It's actually about 8 years old. DeSantis signed the legislation into law. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know your position. Love to hear from you if you want to oppose it. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm thankful that we have a governor that's taking that stand. But what you hear on the woke news, what you hear on the socialist Marxist media that's coming across 24/7 is that Governor DeSantis wants to be president. Therefore, he's doing all of these things because he's a wannabe president, and therefore he's taking these stands. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor's taken these kinds of stands since he was elected and put into office. That's the reason Florida is one of the few free states in America today. In fact, I believe only the second, Texas and Florida, the only two free states in America today, that you're not loaded down with mask requirements, you're not loaded down with other requirements that's coming out of the federal government, and we are in a free state because we have a governor that's taken a stand. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for that. There are multitudes of people today, ladies and gentlemen, that are still living in a sense of hopelessness and helplessness. But Pastor, Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 27, read that for us. He talks about the peace that he's going to give us. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need. I'm trying to get us to understand that with all of these things about us, even when we look at what's happening with Disney, what's taking place in the state, what's taking place on a national and international basis, we need to still rest in the peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
What did Jesus say, Pastor, in John 14, 27?
John 14, 27. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Pastor, I've examined that text. In fact, used it recently in a Bible study. It is a supernatural peace. It is something that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us. It is a supernatural peace. It is the peace that can only be found and a relationship to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord.
Amen.
And that's what I commend to everyone, is to find that peace and be in that state of peace regardless of what's swirling about us. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation, our world, our state, our cities today is in a state of chaos, confusion, and perilous times. And I mean perilous because when we look at the scripture, what Jesus says will happen in the last days, perilous times, perilous days are before us. We're in those perilous days. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, we find outlining those perilous days. Perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult days. We're in those days. But even in the midst of that time, we need to find the peace that passes all understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, our educational system has completely failed. There are no academic achievements anymore. It's the brainwashing and indoctrination of the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle and the indoctrination and the brainwashing about murder by way of abortion, of saying that it's all right. But Pastor, I'm pointing these things out to our listeners today because these are the different categories and areas that's causing consternation, confusion, and calamity, and we need to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But there's some things that's taking place today that I believe we need to understand and grasp. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for taking my call. It's Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries. I don't want to change the subject, but I wanted to call in on it with one more reminder of an announcement. But before I do, I want to say that I really appreciate our governor for his leadership and all that he's done. I think it's the right thing to do to rescind this, you know, special treatment with Disney. And, you know, we just appreciate him, the legislature doing that. It was the right thing to do. If it was up to me and you, I'm sure that we would investigate every one of those Disney employees and actually arrest them and charge them with child sex abuse for what they're doing.
Absolutely. Raymond, if I can jump in for a moment, most of our listeners may not be aware of the fact, but 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, right on up to the current, every year between 1 and 4 Disney employees have been caught for pedophilia, tried, convicted, and or sentenced or fined in some fashion, and that is the modus operandi for Disney, and the general public has not known about this, and the feeling is that I can take my child to Disney, and it's a place for family and for a friendly place to have entertainment, but it's been for years and years and years and years that woke mentality that is there to cultivate and to recruit our sons and daughters into the sodomite lifestyle. But go ahead with your statement. I'm thankful, by the way, that you're available to make this announcement.
Thank you. Well, absolutely. And just on that note, though, that, you know, listen, you've preached against it, Disney. I'm not necessarily a pastor, but I've preached against it. My pastor at my church, you know, I'm 41 years old, and I got saved at 14. And I can tell you, my pastor's preached against Disney and going to Disney and all their movies and all that, literally preached against it my whole life. You know, and most Christians ignore that. And, you know, but to still go to Disney today, I lost 2 Facebook friends, and I don't really see them and talk to them, but I went to high school with them. Just last week, they unfriended me because they posted they were going to Disney for a birthday trip, and all I did was comment and said, hey, have you heard? And I explained it to them, so, you know, and just very kindly, and all I did was say, you know, you may want to consider after this trip, you know, boycotting, joining millions of parents that are boycotting these evil pedophiles. And I, you know, gave them all the evidence, gave them a Matt Walsh video of what was happening. And, you know, they just, you know, stomped up and down, got mad and unfriended me, you know. So, but we got to, it's a day that we have to act. But anyway, thank you for that topic. But moving on real quick before we get to our, you get to the top of the hour news break. Thank you for letting me call back in today. I know earlier this week you had Susan Callahan, one of the organizers for this Medical Freedom Conference. So I want to remind your listeners, today's the last day. Tomorrow is just an absolute wonderful, a historic event that we've got coming to Jacksonville. There's a statewide tour of some world-renowned Christian doctors and leaders that have been telling the truth and exposing the truth of what's happening with the plandemic of COVID and these poison shots that we're deceived into thinking are vaccines and all these things that are happening. So it's the a tour that's coming with these doctors. I want to remind everybody, it is a ticketed event. It's $35 a ticket, but we've got to pay for the venue and all these speakers from all over the country. It's a half-day event. Actually, it runs from 1:30 to 6 p.m. Doors open at noon. You can get your tickets at TakeActionForFreedom/FLTour. TakeActionForFreedom.com, and that's TakeActionForFreedom/FLTour. Now, we've got Dr. Peter McCullough coming. He has been basically the leading voice. I mean, he is literally a world-renowned doctor that has been telling the truth. He knows this stuff great. I know you've been talking about him, so your listeners would probably be at least somewhat familiar. Dr. Artis is another one of these guys that's been exposing the truth. It gets so deep, it's hard for me to kind of repeat this stuff, but I know you've been talking about it ever since this stuff has started, and your listeners are familiar with that. But
yeah, Raymond, if I could jump in for just a moment and clarify some things for our listeners. These physicians, and they'll also have Jeff Childress, which is an attorney that's representing some of the families where their loved ones have been put into the hospital because of COVID, that's been left there to die and or murdered by the way of the medical facilities. And these speakers will be very, very focused on what's happening with COVID, what's happening with the reality of it, what are lies, what the CDC is doing, and how we should respond. Raymond, if you would also give the number and the person that if it's a pastor listening, that the pastor wants to come where there may be a scholarship available for the pastor, who should that pastor call to check and see if he can get a scholarship?
That's right. By all means, these pastors are very, very key. And we can get you in complimentary within things. Please call coordinator Susan Callahan. That's Susan Callahan, 904-504-1334. That's one more time. That's area code 904-504-1334. We will get you in and recognize you. But pastors are key. One of the topics, I just want to throw this in here, is that that I was told will be discussed is how we'll be able to help our friends, family, and church members that have been deceived into taking the poison. So I'll be interested to hear that. You know, I don't know what to do on that, but there's been, you know, half your church has probably been deceived into taking this poison they call vaccine. And, you know, we're already seeing lots of death and illness. And in the coming months and in years here, we're going to see a lot of people sick from this stuff. And so we need to know what to do and how to help them. So, again, just real quick, that's TakeActionForFreedom.com/FL Florida. Get your tickets. Doors open at noon. Now, I'm not telling you where it's located. If you sign up to get a ticket, you will get an email with where the location is. It is in Jacksonville. That's just for security purposes. But the event will run 1:30 to 6 tomorrow. Please get somebody. Y'all get there and learn what to do and share this information to help save lives. And
absolutely
be biblically prepared.
Raymond, Raymond, thank you for calling that information in, and I want our listeners to know I commend it. Lord willing, I'll be there for a portion of today's events, and I'm looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Visit conservative.edu.